From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo appoints new communication and informatics ministers. Minister Erick Thohir affirms Bali has opportunities to conduct health and sport tourism. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where ending months of speculations of a cabinet reshuffle, President Joko Widodo on Monday appointed Budi Ari Setiadi, who heads one of Joko Widodo's most prominent supporters groups, Projo, as the new communication and informatics ministers. Budi, formerly the Deputy Villages, Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration Minister, was officiated into his new positions in the cabinet at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, replacing former Minister Johnny J. Plate of Nasdem Party. President Joko Widodo created a new Deputy Minister post of the Communication and Informatics Ministry, appointing former activist and press council member Nezar Patria as the Deputy Minister. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises SOEs Erick Thohir said on Sunday that Bali province has a greater chance to attract tourists in health and sport tourism, since the province will be supported by facilities developed by the government and the private sector. He also remarked that the government is building a health special economic zone in Sanur, Denpasar, consisting of a combination between healthcare service and tourism. He added that the health facility will operate in April next year, while the hotels in November 2023. He also addressed that the health facilities in Bali is expected to divert Indonesian citizens who have been seeking treatment abroad. Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly MPRRI, Lestari Murdiat, stated that the development of quality tourism, which can encourage national development performance, needs all parties' attention, she said, as noted in a written statement received by Antara State's news agency on Sunday. She outlined that there are 7 issues that need to be resolved in order to build quality tourism in Indonesia, as noted by the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas. The 7 issues comprise declining environmental quality, low-quality tourism destination management, less excellent tourism services, and low tourism human resources capacity. Furthermore, they also included limited land, sea and air travel accessibility, lack of investment in tourism sector, and minimal disaster preparedness. Let's move on to the international news, where the U.S., South Korea, and Japan held a joint naval missiles defense exercise on Sunday to counter North Korea's evolving nuclear and missiles threat. South Korea's Navy said days after the North launched an intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBM, North Korea fired its latest Hwasong-18 missiles, which Pyongyang describes as the core of its nuclear strike force, off the East Coast on Wednesday, in what it said was a strong practical warning to the adversaries. Sunday's trilateral drill was conducted in international waters between South Korea and Japan, bringing together destroyers equipped with Aegis radar system from 3 countries. The Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Operation, His Excellency Hissein Brahim Taha, had a meeting in Jeddah on Sunday with His Excellency Fumio Kishida, Prime Minister of Japan, who is on an official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The meeting discussed the situation in the Muslim world and issues on the OIC agenda, notably the cause of Palestine, the fight against violent extremism and terrorism, the situation in Afghanistan, the Sahel region, and the combating Islamophobia. Both sides also discussed prospects of cooperation between the OIC and Japan in various areas and further ways to enhance them. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Monday blamed authorities' failure to follow disaster response rules as the death toll from days of torrential rain grew to 39, including a dozen people found dead in a submerged underpass. The rains have pummeled the country's central and southern regions since Thursday as the rainy season that started in late June reaches its peak. The Interior Ministry has also reported 9 people missing and 34 injured across the nation. 12 deaths, including 3 bodies retrieved overnight, occurred in a tunnel in the central city of Gwangju, where 16 vehicles, including a bus, were swamped by a flash flood on Saturday after a river levee collapsed. 9 others were hurt. Scorching weather gripped 3 continents on Sunday, whipping up wildfires and threatening to topple temperature records as the dire consequences of global warming take shape. Predictions of historic heat hung over a swath of Asia, Europe, and the United States. In the Vatican, 15,000 people braved sweltering temperatures to hear Pope Francis lead prayer, using parasols and fans to keep cool. In Japan, authorities issued heat stroke alerts to tens of millions of people in 20 of its 47 prefectures as New Year record high temperatures scorched large areas and torrential rain pummeled other regions. The U.S. National Weather Service warned a widespread and oppressive heat wave in southern and western states was expected to peak, with more than 80 million people affected by excessive heat warnings or heat advisories on Sunday. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today. Thailand's pro-democracy politicians Pita Limjaroenrat, the winner of the 14 May 2023 general elections, failed to gain a threshold in parliament in the early voting to become the country prime minister on Thursday, July 13, 2023. Limjaroenrat, a 42-year-old young politician who graduated from Harvard University, is the leader of the Rising Move Forward party. With these results, Thailand still does not have a person to succeed former Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, Prayut Chan-o-cha, who resigned as Thai Prime Minister early last week. The second round of voting in Parliament to choose a new Prime Minister will be held on Wednesday, July 19. Observers believe that voting for the Prime Ministers in Parliament is the first touchstone to see how strong the political strength of the 8-party coalition founded by Limjaroenrat is. This coalition actually has a majority in Parliament. The victory of Move Forward, the pro-democracy party, in the election May had raised Limjaroenrat as the favorite candidate to occupy the vacant prime minister post. However, the political future of Limjaroenrat seemed to be threatened last week. The Thai Elections Commission, among other things, accused Limjaroenrat of controlling shares in an important media company. This is prohibited by Thailand's election law. It is said that efforts to take legal action like this are an old tactic by the pro-junta conservative military to block the pro-democracy trend in Thailand. Limjaroenrat himself has repeatedly stated that he has released shares in media companies that have not been operating for several years. Many see the Thai people's hopes that Limjaroenrat's victory in the May 2023 election will be fresh air for democracy on the domestic political stage. With a progressive program and an emphasis on democratic values, the Move Forward party managed to deliver a crushing blow to the conservative camp. Prayut Chan-o-cha announced his retirement last Tuesday, but said he would remain prime minister until a new government is formed. Supporters of Limjaroenrat see the ousting of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha as an important step towards a more democratic Thailand and an end to military rule following a coup in 2014. Pita Limjaroenrat said last Saturday that if he failed again at the polls this Wednesday, he was ready to form a partnership with the Phu Thai Party in forming a new government. Phu Thai won second place in the last election and is one of eight parties that form a coalition with the Move Forward Party. The biggest obstacles for Pita Limjaroenrat to occupy the post of Prime Minister is the parliamentary senate set up by the military regime after the 2014 coup. In Thursday votes, only 13 out of 249 senators voted for Pita. For Indonesia and the Association of Southeast Asian Nation, ASEAN, Thailand is an important country. ASEAN was born in Thailand through the Bangkok Declaration in 1967. Thailand's political stability will certainly have an impact on neighboring countries, especially in the ASEAN region. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners one participant for each language services will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on July 17 with the event about International Day of Justice. July 17 is celebrated as International Day of Justice or the Day of International Criminal Justice. International Day of Justice stems from the universal human rights movement, which grew as a result of the atrocities of the Second World War. One of them is the massacre in Cambodia since 1979, which became an example of the most serious crimes in history world. In these dark times in the world, nothing could be done to uphold justice. However, over time, courts were formed to try people who committed serious human rights violations. One of the human rights courts formed by the UN Security Council was the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, ICTY, in 1993. The ICTY was set up to bring to justice those responsible for gross violations of international humanitarian law committed in Yugoslavia since 1991. Hundreds of people have been indicted, including the head of state's prime minister, chief of staff of the army, to the minister of interior. Let's move it on to the next event in 2009 about a bomb explosion at the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta. The bomb explosions at the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in the Mega Kuningan area, South Jakarta, occurred on 17 of July 2009. The suicide bombing killing 9 victims and injured more than 50 others, both Indonesians and foreigners. In addition to the 2 low-explosive improvised bombs that exploded, a similar unexploded bomb was found in room 1808 of the JW Marriott Hotel, which occupied since 2 days earlier by a hotel guest suspected of being the perpetrators of the bombing. The police succeeded in arresting or shooting dead a number of other suspected perpetrators of the bombings, although several actors were still at large. We entered in history with an event in 2014 when Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was hit by Ukrainian missiles and crashed in Donetsk, Ukraine. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, MH17, was a scheduled international passenger's flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. This Boeing 777-200ER crashed in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border on July 17, 2014, with 283 passengers and 15 crew members were killed. The plane reportedly crashed 50 to 80 kilometers before entering Russian airspace. Initial Reuters report stated that the Ukrainian government suspected the plane was shot down by missiles at an altitude of 10,000 meters. This is the second major incident for Malaysia Airlines and its 777 fleet after Malaysia's Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared in March 2014.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi encouraged the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and Canada to strengthen cooperation in the field of food security. During the Asian Foreign Minister's meeting with Canada in Jakarta last Thursday, Retno Marsudi said, as a global food barn, Canada can play a crucial role as ASEAN's trusted partner in the food security sector by increasing trade in agricultural and food products. She said the cooperation is important because currently the world is facing a situation of food insecurity due to the Russians' invasion of Ukraine. In addition, Asian countries face the threat of El Nino climate phenomenon, which can impact food crop yields and cause disruptions to global food supply chain. Retno Marsudi added, Indonesia hopes that the joint commitment to strengthen regional readiness in the field of food security can be reflected in a joint statement at the Asian-Canada Summit next September. Retno Marsudi added, Asian and Canada could also collaborate in the field of agricultural technology, one of which is through the scholarship and educational exchange development. Meanwhile, regarding cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, Canada is expected to contribute to increased participation of women and business groups for regional peace and development. The Asian outlook on the Indo-Pacific provides space for women and the business sector in regional peace and development, particularly through the implementation of the Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security, and the Women's Empowerment for Sustainable Peace Project. Minister Retno Marsudi also invited Canada to take part in the Asian Indo-Pacific Forum, a public-private dialogue forum to produce concrete cooperation. The meeting also discussed strengthening economic cooperation, including through the completion of the Asian-Canada Free Trade Agreement. ASEAN also encouraged cooperation to strengthen human resources through scholarships. Other areas of cooperation raised were regional connectivity, digital economy, economy green, smart cities, and maritime security. Furthermore, ASEAN foreign ministers appreciate Canada's support for ASEAN centrality and leadership in the region. Meanwhile, Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly said that Canada wants to be a reliable partner for ASEAN. The meeting approved the draft joint statement on the Asian-Canada Strategic Partnership to be ratified at the Asian-Canada Summit September 2023.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Tancak Kembar Waterfall, which is located in Andong Sari Village, Pakem District, 24 kilometers from the city of Bondowoso to the west. It's in East Java Province. Vehicle access to Andong Sari Village is relatively easy because the road to get there is paved. The road to the main location of Tancak Waterfall is very pleasant, because along the way, you will pass beautiful natural scenery, such as views of coffee plantations, mountains with cool air. You can use a car or motorbike until you arrive at the gate of PTPN's Cocoa Research Center or PT Perkebunan Nusantara. Furthermore, from this gate, the journey to the location of the waterfall is a dirt road for about 2.5 kilometers. Arriving at Tancak Kembar Waterfall, there is a rock cliff with clear white water flowing. There are two streams of waterfalls which are about 20 meters apart from each other and have the same height of about 77 meters. Therefore, the two waterfalls are called Tancak, which in Madurese means twin waterfall. The location of Tancak Kembar Waterfall tourist attraction is supported by beautiful natural panoramas and the existence of an Arabica coffee and cocoa research center covering an area of 180 hectares. After enjoying the freshness of the waterfall, you can also visit the Arabica coffee and cocoa research center. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Berwisata di Sawah Lunto. Berwisata di Sawah Lunto, which means traveling in Sawah Lunto. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Jalur Kereta Api Berusia Lebih Dari Satu Abad. Jalur kereta api ini berusia lebih dari satu abad, which means this railway is more than a century. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a tourist guide in Sawah Lunto. The tourist guide describes the age of a railway in the city of Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra Province, Indonesia. Let's listen to the conversation.
Jalur kereta api ini menjadi salah satu bagian penting di situs tambang batubara Ombilin.
Jalur ini terlihat sangat tua.
Iya, jalur kereta api ini berusia lebih dari satu abad.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Jalur, jalur, which means route. Kereta api, which means train. Berusia, berusia, which means age. Lebih dari, which means more than. Satu abad, which means a century. Jalur kereta api ini berusia lebih dari satu abad. Jalur kereta api ini berusia lebih dari satu abad, which means this railway is more than a century. Salah satu, which means one of. Bagian penting, which means important part. Terlihat, terlihat, which means looks. Sangat tua, which means so old. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, jalur kereta api ini berusia lebih dari satu abad. Jalur kereta api ini berusia lebih dari satu abad, which means this railway is more than a century. In the sentence, there is the word berusia, berusia, which means age. In the sentence, the word berusia is followed by time duration. For example, satu abad, which means a century. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word berusia, which means age. Kakak saya berusia 40 tahun. Kakak saya berusia 40 tahun, which means my brother is 40 years old. Rumah kami berusia 30 tahun. Rumah kami berusia 30 tahun, which means my house is 30 years old. In the conversation, there is the word abad, abad, which means century. Satu abad, which means a century, has the same meaning as seratus tahun, which means 100 years. There are some other words which show time duration, such as satu dekade, which means a decade, which has the same meaning as sepuluh tahun, which means 10 years. Before we enter this Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Jalur kereta api ini menjadi salah satu bagian penting di situs tambang batubara Ombilin.
Jalur ini terlihat sangat tua.
Iya, jalur kereta api ini berusia lebih dari satu abad.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words.
in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Baju Biru by Tania Dewi Astarina. The song Baju Biru, which in English means blue clothes, was composed by Hardiman. The song is in Stambul 2. The interesting thing about this form of Stambul 2 is that at the beginning of the song, there is a recitative part where the vocals start singing but without musical accompaniment. The song tells about true love story. Unrequited love can only withstand sadness because of longing. But in the end, love blossoms and true love will no longer be separated. Well, listener, here is Tania Dewi Astarina with the song Baju Biru. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, whatever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.